Good evening, everyone. It's Annie Sorrell here, and it's the 1st of February 2021. And welcome. I'm double recording tonight because we've just had a huge thunderstorm go through, and I'm not convinced it's finished. And so if the internet drops out, I can continue with the other recording. And I won't bother trying to reconnect, just to keep things simple. So thank you very much for joining me now or in the future. And let's just start by getting ourselves here. So you might like to gently close your eyes. And just taking a slow, deep breath or two. Right down into your tummy. And just noticing what it feels like, that flow of air in and out of your nose. And drop down to your feet. And feel how your feet are connected to the floor. How the earth is supporting your body. Being aware of your seat bones, whatever they're resting on. Noticing how your abdomen feels, your chest, your back and shoulders, arms and hands, neck and head and face. Bringing your attention back to your body and the external world. Coming home to this place. Slowing down. Feeling the safety and security of coming home to yourself. Just again, focusing on your breath. You might like to imagine that you're breathing in calm and relaxation. And as you breathe out, letting go of anything that's ready to go. And just gently, when you're ready, opening your eyes and coming back out. Simple little meditation like that in the morning when you wake up, in the evening, in your lunch break, at any time, just spending a couple of minutes coming back into your body and noticing how your body is feeling, bringing your attention away from the busyness of the external world. And coming home to you, the infinite being that you are in this human body. And so tonight we're going to be talking about your sacred self, because this month globally is very much a spiritual month, seven. Month seven is the sacred number. And so I'm going to be talking about what that means globally, and also then we'll go through and talk about what it means for each of you individually, depending what your personal month is in February. Just briefly, though, before we start on the month, just reviewing again what this 5 year is about. After the 4 year, which is about being practical and down to earth and getting real about what's working and what's not working in our lives, the five year is about change. Change on a grand scale, and it's changed seeking freedom. So straight up, we're seeking freedom from the influence of COVID. There's all sorts of freedom seeking going on in a whole lot of ways politically as well. And individually, things that you realised were trapping, confining, limiting, restricting you last year might be really calling on you this year to break free if you haven't done so already. And of course, how much that affects you depends too what your personal year number is. But this is the undercurrent of the year for everyone. Freedom is not about, seeking freedom is not about being lawless. It's not about just being uncontrolled and totally random. Freedom is about creating our own guidelines, our own boundaries, getting clear on our own values, and structuring our lives in such a way that we have personal freedom, which is respectful of ourselves and others. This 5 year can, because every number can be expressed with awareness and consciousness or from an immature place. And an immature place around freedom is lawlessness. And some of the very foundations of democracy are being challenged, have been challenged in the US. And it's likely that's going to continue. We've seen it in Myanmar today. So this year could well be about having greater freedom, but in ways that work. And inevitably, humans seem to have to find out what doesn't work before we figure out what does work. So it's a year of big change and disruption. And it's also a year that favours communication, especially communication with the public. So, you know, I think the public are going to be getting more and more involved in politics and in world events this year. It's much more embracive sort of energy. So it's just a little bit of review. If you want to hear more about what I said about the 5 year, if you go to my blog on the website, there's a blog called Finding Freedom where I talk a lot more about that five energy. So this 7 months, we're in a 7 month globally. So seven is, at the highest level, seven is about the sacred. It's about the spiritual journey. It's about the getting of wisdom. It's also very much a number of contemplation. And so I think globally what we're going to see this month, remember January, one of the focuses of the sixth energy is health, and there's been a really big focus on the vaccine. So in February, we're likely to see an emphasis on research, on study, on review, contemplation, teaching and learning. So I, you know, that suggests as regards COVID, for example, that there's going to be a lot of exploration around in what ways the vaccine does work and doesn't work in regards to transmitting. You're going to see what these variants of the vaccine, of the virus, the effect of those and how they're monitored by the vaccine. And I think just the seven suggests a time of reflection about where we've got to. We've reached this point of having a vaccine very rapidly or faster than they anticipated. And so February is a good month to sort of pause and catch up with ourselves. It's also a time to reflect on what's true, seven governs finding truth, and what's true in social media, what's true about election results, what's true about equal rights, etc. So there's going to be that emphasis there as well. It's with the seven energy, it is about the getting of wisdom, and so that's an opportunity globally this month. Let's hope it is seized with those hands. Excuse me. If we bring it to the spiritual, this month is an opportunity, and whether you're in a 7 month or not, it's an undercurrent for us all. It's like the road that you're driving on, and the car is your personal month number, but the global month number is there, that road is there that you're travelling along. And so this is a really good month for you to review your relationship with spirituality, with what spirituality means to you. It's a really good time to deepen your connection with whatever you choose to call it, your inner wisdom, your greater self, your higher self, your spirit, your soul, your wise self. It's as though in February, sort of the layers are peeled back a bit, and it's that bit easier for us to tune in, if that's what we choose to do. And tuning into the part of us that has chosen to have the experience of being human, of having a physical body and a physical world, of having emotions and having thoughts. And this human reality brings with it a strong desire to survive and to have and to do whatever it takes to be safe. And this is driven by the ego or the mind or the personality. And that the intensity of that can sort of override our spiritual connection, our sacred self, and we lose touch with that part of us that is eternal and infinite and all loving and all wise. And so now is a really good time to consciously create space to invite in, to allow yourself to experience more of that connection. And we can do that quite simply by being still and going within, like in that little exercise at the start, slowing down and creating the space for our spiritual self. So often our minds are so busy with the shopping lists of things to do, with work, home, family, recreation. We're so busy, our bodies are so busy doing, that we don't create the space for the whispers from our soul. And now really is a good time to reach to trust that there is something bigger than us, that is also a part of us, that there's a part of us that wants our soul to grow and expand and experience richly and diversely this physical world. That our spiritual self has a plan for us that's greater than our ego's agenda of surviving, of playing it safe, of having more and doing more. That there is a part of us that wants to guide us and support us. And that we can choose to share our problems with that part by handing them over, by offering them to the divine, to the universe, to source, spirit, and the divine within, and asking to be shown the actions to take. And this is different to asking our mind to find solutions. This is a process of letting go and offering, and then sitting quietly and noticing and listening, and as we go about our day, noticing signs, what unfolds naturally and easily, and what doesn't, for example, what little synchronicities arise that become a guide. Now is also a really good time, to trust that what we are experiencing right now is perfect, that whatever we're going through, emotionally, mentally, physically, whatever's happening with our relationships, with our career and finances, with our health, is exactly what's meant to be happening, is exactly what our soul has chosen for us right now. And so we don't need to get into judgment and blame, but rather embrace what is happening right now, knowing that as we learn what we need to learn from the present experiences, so we can open the way for us to move on to the next experiences, having learned what we need to learn right here and now. So it's a bit different to looking forwards to when this is over, to instead embrace it fully and move through it. Trusting is such a powerful spiritual word. When we're worrying about our survival, when we're anxious, when we're insecure, we try and control so that we feel safe. The antidote to that is to reach to trust, in ourselves, to trust in life, to trust that the divine does have our back. Now is also a good time to trust, reach to trust that there is a plan, a divine plan, or a cosmic plan, or a spiritual plan, whatever you want to call it, that brings us what our soul desires when the time is right, rather than our human self, our survival fear, often fear-filled self, what its goals are. So we can choose consciously to let go of what we think we want and need, and hand over those desires, and we can say, this is my preference, but if my soul has a better plan, if the divine has a plan that is more in alignment with why I'm here, then help me to be open and receptive to that plan and let go of my ego's agenda. So these are some of the simple ways that we can reach to open more fully to our spiritual self. And as I say, great to do it any time. February especially savours it, that going within. So we'll now go through the personal months. And just a reminder as to how to calculate that. First of all, you need to calculate what year you're in, and you calculate that by adding up consecutively the numbers in your day of birth and your month of birth. So if you were born on the 15th, it would be 1 plus 5, and if it was the 15th of August, it would be 1 plus 5 plus 8. So 1 and 5, 6, 8 and 6 is 14. And then we add in the year number, and 2021 adds up to 5. So 14 plus 5 is 19. We add 1 and 9 together and we get 1. So that is the personal year number. So just repeating again, add together consecutively the days in your day of birth, then your month of birth, and then add that to 5 for this year's number, and then add the two numbers together to reduce it, if it comes to two numbers, to reduce it to a single digit. If your birthday is the 2nd of March, 2 and 3 is 5, 5 and 5 is 10, comes to a 1. So then to work out what month you're in, you simply take your personal year number, that number, and add the month number to it. This month is February. So the 2nd of March, that added up to 10, 1 and 0 becomes 1. And then we add 2 for February and it becomes 3. So it's a 3 personal month. So first of all, you add the days of your birth to the month of your birth to the year number 5, and then you add whatever number that comes to, reduced to a single digit, you just add that to 2, for February being the 2nd month. And so if you're in, I'll start with that, with the, if you're in a 5 year, you'll be in a 7 month in February. So what I've just been talking about especially applies to you. It is a time for going within. That needs to be balanced with time in nature, so you don't, both 5 and 7 can get you into your mind a little bit. So coming back down into your body and getting out in nature, drinking water, exercising, eating healthy food, and maintaining some body awareness and body connection. But it's not a month for being very busy in the external world. And I just want to say, I wonder if you've noticed a change of pace with us coming into the new month today, because sometimes it can be quite noticeable. It can happen overnight, which seems a little bit weird to me, but it does. And I think it's more noticeable if the month has been a bit challenging and then you feel the shift of the energy. And I've just come to the end of a 7 month, and it's quite interesting to be in a 7 month in January, which in Australia is so the holiday time, because I didn't want to go anywhere. And today dawned and I'm now in an 8 month, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, I can't want to go to the beach, and there's a few other things I want to get out and get doing. So it can be quite dramatic if you sort of take notice. So yeah, if you're in a 5 personal year, then what I've been saying globally applies to you on a personal level. If you're in a sixth personal year, so this is a year with a focus on home and family, this month for you is an eighth personal month, which is an opportunity. You being in the seven last year, you may have been a little a little inwards going, as I was saying, I was. And it's also can be in that 7 months or so we're gathering up energy while we're doing the reviewing, the contemplating, the meditating. Our energy can be building. And then the 8th month is often the strongest energy month of the whole cycle of nine months. So this is the month to do things that you've been putting off, that you've been nervous about. This is a really empowering month. It also favours money. It favours success, something you've been working towards. It can be very much a harvest energy, reaping the harvest of what you've been sowing. It's a month to develop resilience because you are feeling stronger and life is likely to match you with things where you need strength. It favours writing, both the sixth year and the 8 month favour writing. And just remembering, because the focus for you this year is about sort of domestic harmony, relationships and health, that this the emphasis in this time is going to be around being more empowered in that family domain, in your relationships, more empowered in your health. And with the undercurrent of being a seven global month, a great time to be asked to be shown and guided as to how you can act in ways that are empowering, as to how you can ask for assistance in becoming more resilient, ask for assistance in becoming more empowered. Also really favours business, legal matters, real estate, etc. Okay, if you're in a seven personal year, you'll be in a nine personal month. And so seeking assistance, guidance from spirit, source, the universe, to bring things to completion, projects that you've been working on, whether they're at home or at work, something that you've maybe been doing for years, a garden that you might have been creating for years, or a book you might have been writing, music you're composing, whatever, this can really be coming to completion in February. And because you're in a 7 year, that sort of really increases that spiritual connection in wrapping things up. A great month for letting go of what's redundant, and also a really powerful time for seeking to serve humans, to serve nature, to serve animals, whatever feels appropriate, whatever you're guided to. And again, asking to be shown. If you're in an eight personal year, this is a year of coming into your power. And so being asked to be guided to make right use of your power and new beginnings. So being shown what right actions you can take, what you can initiate. It's a time for new directions, for more courage, creating new ways of being, thinking and feeling and doing. A really powerful month, that combination of eight and one, is eight personal year and one personal month, is really empowering. If you're in a nine personal year, then this 2 months asking for support in consolidating what might have been started in January And in actual fact, in a 9-year, the energy of each month is going to be really quite pronounced. This doesn't happen with any of the other personal year numbers, but it definitely does with the 9 year. So you're likely to notice an intensifying of emotions wanting to move through you, and allowing those emotions to move through and asking for guidance with that. Partnerships with friends, romantic partnerships, business partnerships, the focus can well be on those this month. And seeking to harmonise, to have cooperative and sharing interactions while maintaining healthy boundaries, not sliding into people pleasing, is another feature of this month. So again, handing it over to the divine, asking for help to maintain those healthy boundaries, and guidance asking to be shown what actions to take to help you to be open to having more peace and harmony in your life, because that's what you'll be craving this month. If you're in a one personal year, it's a year of new beginnings. And you'll be in a 3 month. So 3 is a very creative time. And this 1 year is the start of a new 9-year cycle. Last year you were letting go of what's no longer relevant for the next 9 years, a very significant year. And that letting go can continue on for a while into the 1 year. So if there are relationships that are still uncomfortable, or the work that you're doing still isn't feeling right, or the home that you're in, I would be doing a lot of praying, a lot of handing over, asking to be shown, am I holding on to something that I really have outgrown? Is there still something for me to learn here before this moves through, or before this situation transforms? And being in a 3 month in this 1 year, three is a great year, a great number for self-improvement, because it's a coalescence of the heart and the mind and the intuition. And so when they work in balanced harmony, you can really get more in touch with your own inner truth and really find your voice in speaking about what is true for you. So in this 1 year, having this 3 energy in the very second month of the year can really help you to get launched into expressing where you're going, where you're at, what you're open to in the year. And in the subsequent 9 years. If you're in a 2 personal year, then you're in a 4 personal month. And so seeking guidance in this month to develop good work habits, to get better at being systematic and a degree of discipline to what you are committing to, so that you can become more consistent and just really experience how step-by-step progress, rather than sort of taking big random leaps, but working consistently can really help you to lay solid foundations for the future. It's a month when you're likely to be wanting greater security, financial security, security in your home, security in your friendship. And because you're in a 2-year, you're in a year that's sort of a bit of a time for recovering from your 1 year last year, which often is, you know, a lot of courageous action and initiation of new projects. There can be some sort of regrouping and consolidating, and also processing emotions as they arise. That it's a great, the 2 year is a great year for allowing old blocked anxiety and frustration and grief and guilt to move through. And so developing some consistent practices around that would be really favoured in this 4 months for you as well. If you're in a 3-personal year, you'll be in a 5-personal month. So this can be a bit of a wild month because the 3 and 5 are both quite expansive. So seeking guidance as to ways to break free responsibly from old patterns and embrace new ways of being that are healthy, supportive, productive, constructive. So your 3-year is really, as I said, the 3 can be about self-improvement. It's about being really creative and expanding outwards. So you might be this year taking some study, whether it's in a hobby or an interest or study to further your career. And this 5 months can be really helpful for communication, for talking about that, for writing about that, for expressing what you're wanting, where you're going, and really lining up with breaking free of old patterns. Just being a little bit cautious that it doesn't become a little bit random and you're trying to go in too many directions at once this month. Or if you do, just have fun with it and then settle down again a bit in March. If you're in a 4-personal year, this is a year of laying down solid foundations for the future. So developing really good work practices. And so you can be asking for guidance around that. And you're in a 6 month, so the focus is on family. So this is a time when you're really family and relationships, also on your health and your responsibilities. So a really good time to be interacting with others who are important to you. And in this 4-year, often the 4-year, we sort of sieve out the friendships that are superficial, that don't have a depth or a meaning. You know, it's a 4-year can be a bit of a, because 4 is so much about getting real and down to earth and getting whole. And this month is going to be a lot of focus on family and relationships. So asking for guidance with that, offering up relationships that are difficult, you can offer them up to the divine and say, you know, I give this relationship to you. Show me what actions I need to take. Stop me if I'm going in the wrong direction. Give me the patience and the faith to wait if there is nothing that I need to do right now. So really asking to incorporate that guidance. And a great deal in this 4-year can be accomplished this year by being taking responsibility for your affairs and managing your affairs well and working systematically. At the same time, because there is a lot of focus on work this year, it's also important to rest and relax. And so in this 6 months, it's quite likely you'll see yourself going to the dentist, taking any pets to the vet, maybe going to the doctor, getting your hair cut. It's fascinating how that 6 energy we can start to get in and take control of things. Also, you know, repair work that needs to be done around the house because it's also a very domestic energy. So that gives you a bit of an insight as to February. I'm just wondering if you've got any questions there before we go on. You can unmute by pressing *6 or you can text me. Okay, no, it doesn't seem to be any. And so what I'd like to do now is just share some healing techniques with you to help build that connection with the divine, with source, the spirit, the universe, whatever you choose to call it. That spiritual self that is a part of you and that is all. And so let's start with a little bit of ask and receive initially. And of course, when we say there's a part of my being, the part that we're referring to is the part that is our higher self, or our spiritual self, or our greater self, our wise self, however you choose to think of it, the part of you that is more and knows it's more than our mind and our emotions and our body. So just repeating this out loud or in your head, there's a part of my being that already knows how I can have a deeper experience of my spiritual self and all that is. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body, and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. Just taking a breath or two and just noticing how your body feels as that is integrating. You may feel a warmth or a tingling or a lightness, spaciousness. Well, you may not notice anything, or it may be something else. It really doesn't matter. It's our intention and our openness and our willingness and our allowing that matters, that counts. Okay, here's another one. There's a part of my being that already knows how I can naturally and easily be still and go within and slow down so that I create the space to be more open and receptive to my sacred self, the divine within. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body, and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. And take a breath. is a part of my being that already knows. How I can be open and receptive to guidance, support, love, and protection from the Divine Beloved. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body, and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. And take a breath. There's a part of my being that already knows. How I can embrace everything I'm experiencing in my life right now. Trusting it is exactly what my soul desires for me. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body, and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. Taking a few breaths and allowing that to move through. Is a part of my being that already knows. How I can let go of my soul's, of my ego's grasping, wanting and insisting on having. And open to trusting in my soul's plan for my life this time around. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body, and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. And take a breath. There's a part of my being that already knows how I can deeply and completely trust that life, God, Source, Spirit, the universe, does have my back and does know and want for me what is for my highest and best. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. And take a breath. Noticing what's happening in your body. Noticing how you might be feeling mentally, emotionally. And you may not be noticing anything, and that's okay. This ask and receive process only requires our willingness. We'll just finish with a couple of expansion questions. These are sort of questions that we're throwing out to the universe. Trusting that the answers will come in their own way and in their own time. All prayers are always answered. So we're asking these questions now because we don't know the answers. All we need to do in this process is feel the questions. What energy, space, and consciousness can I be to deeply and completely trust and believe in myself and in the universe? What energy, space, and consciousness can I be to know that I am always loved, guided, supported, and protected. What energy, space, and consciousness can I be to know and trust that I am safe, that everything is unfolding in divine right order, and that all is well. Any thoughts might have arisen, or any experiences that you might want to jot down, now would probably be a good time to do that. Sometimes they can seem very real at the time and then dissolve away as you come back out of the healings. Thank you so much for being with me tonight, and I hope you have a fabulous month of February. Bye for now.